This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz. Hi and welcome. I hope it's going to be a really good day for you. Yesterday, if you're with me, I was talking about what keeps you awake at night. What are some of those things that, as you go through your mind and you perhaps toss and turn and worry? And I was talking about Abraham, how God came to him one day and interrupted his plans. I think he had a few restless nights too about some of the things about his future, and God called him to a specific task. And God says two words to Abraham as he does to us. I will. I will give you strength when you need it. If you're facing sickness, God says, I will bring hope, or I'll provide for you. And so if you're willing to trust God who says, I will, then there's nothing really at risk here. You've got nothing to fear. Now, it does sound good, doesn't it? It's the good news. There's a catch here, though. There's one line of fine print. God says, you've got to trust me. And so when God called Abraham, he said, you know that you have to trust me with all the details of this picture. Well, it got really difficult at times. There were a lot of uncertainties for Abraham, who was in his 70s. He wasn't a young man. There were lots of paths, twists and turns. And God says to Abraham, you have to go. Where? Says Abraham. Well, God says, I'll show you. It's to the land that I'm going to show you. Where is it? Well, you just have to wait and see. Now, that sort of thing of waiting and seeing is risky. It's difficult. And if you keep reading the story of Abraham, which is in the Old Testament, you'll find that Abraham finally gets to this land that God's shown him, and there are the Canaanites living there. And he's got to keep moving. And he ends up in the wilderness in the middle of nowhere. So the Bible says he's calling on God's name. There's a famine, and he ends up in Egypt. I risked all that I had to do, and look what's happened to me. It certainly didn't turn out the way that Abraham expected. Maybe that's the way it is for you. But God says, stop clinging to what you know and trust me somehow. So we know that God can be faithful and you can find peace with him. Trusting, it's not easy, it's difficult. And I think that most of us can't handle the waiting and the uncertainties. And this is the moment Abraham went, and Lot actually went with him. So Lot did go with him. After all, didn't God say, leave your family and your father's household behind? But Abraham takes his nephew. And why was that? Because we see God's promise of making Abraham a great nation meant that Abraham would need someone else. Abraham is 75. His wife, whose name was Sarah, couldn't have children. And so here we have an interesting situation. He takes his nephew in case they need what we call, or what they used to call in those days, a child of promise. Abraham is saying, look, God, I know you promised to take care of me. It sounds great, and there are lots of things on earth that I have to do, but don't look so promising. The circumstances don't look so good, and I'd sleep a lot better if I could have a child to help me in that time. So Lot shows up. There just seems to be another problem, which crops up. Lot takes the land that God promised to Abraham. Lot gets himself in trouble with Sodom and Gomorrah. He's not supposed to be there. So Lot was not the child of promise. There was to be someone else, and that someone else was called Isaac, but they couldn't see it at the time. They couldn't handle the what-ifs. We would ask the question, if I trust myself to God, what happens if God doesn't do what he says he would? Maybe I want to be generous with my money or my time, and yet things could go wrong. So yes, it is hard to live with uncertainty. Could be a burden that you're carrying. But we know that if we cling to our own lives, that we do fail to see God at work in us. And then Jesus says, come back to me if you're weary and you're sick of carrying burdens. Let go of that picture of your life you think that you can't live without. Jesus says, take my purpose, take my direction and my care, take my provision, and you will find rest with me and me alone. And so there it is. That's the challenge for us. Start listening for God, and God will speak to you in the present time. God does speak, and his words are life-changing. Heavenly Father, we thank you today that even in the time when we are not able to sleep or worrying, you are there helping and strengthening us. Amen.